Beginning Bezos Hashem, Hilchas Basa B'cholav, Shir 11, Simen Tzadik Aleph. Simen Tzadik Aleph discusses different combinations of Basa B'cholav. Sif Aleph, Bez, and Gimel discuss touching when they're cold. Sif Dalid is hot into cold and cold into hot. Sif Hei Vav is if they're salted together. Sif Zion is a bit of a combination of both. And Sif Ches mentions pickling. So now, the discussion of the dinim of meat and cheese that touch if they're cold begins with the Mishnah in Chulin Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. Let's see inside. The Mishnah says, Tzoyver Odom Boser V'Gvina B'Metpachas Achas. One can wrap meat and cheese in one napkin or handkerchief. U'Buvad Shalo Yihiyu Noigim Zebezeh. So long as the two do not touch. The second half of the Mishnah we learned before in Peches. So then the Gemara says, "V'chi noigeya zeh b'zeh mayhavi." Why does the Mishnah say that we have to be careful that they don't touch? What's wrong if they do touch? Tzayinu b'tzayinu, no, it's cold, and we know that blios tastes are not transferred if they're cold. Amar Abaye, so Abaye answers, "Nehi deklipa leiboy." It's true that we do not have to take off a klipa. Hadocha miloiboy. But hadochah is needed. You must wash off the meat if they touch. So therefore, one should be careful that they don't touch, since you have to wash it off afterwards, and one might forget to wash it off. That's the din of the Mishnah and the Gemara. So now let's see the Mechaber in Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, Basar v'gvina shenagu zebezeh, mutarim, meat and cheese that touched each other are mutar, ela shetzorach lahadiach mokoim negiyosam, except that one has to wash off where they touch. You can wrap them together in the same napkin. And we're not afraid that they'll touch. Meaning if each one is wrapped totally by the napkin, even though it's the same napkin, we're not afraid that it'll open up and touch. So the Shach says that this thing that the Mechaber says, that if they touch, you have to wash them off, that's only if one of them is wet. But if they were both dry, you don't have to wash it off. The Tepiskei Tshuva adds from the Prima Gurim and the Chavis Das that if it's a davar chorif, a sharp food, even if it's dry and has the din of something cold wet, and you would have to wash off the davar chorif if it touched either cheese or meat and you want to eat it with the other men. So one more point that the Tepiskei Tshuva brings out is if it's shamin. If, for example, fatty meat touches cheese, hadoch is not enough, you'll have to do shifshuf, to scrub off the meat. Because by something shamein, it sticks, and washing alone is not enough. So he says that that's according to the Prima Gurim. But according to the Chavis Das, the only time you need shifshuf is if it's duchko de sakina and shamnunis. Meaning duchko de sakina is the pressure of the knife. If you cut, let's say, a piece of cheese with a dirty meat knife that has shuman on it, then you have to do shifshuf on the cheese. Because the Chavis Das says the only time you need shifshuf is if you have the combination of the pressure of the knife and the fat. And then he brings from the Besafim, in the name of the Rajba, that chaylev that gets dissolved in water, fat that gets dissolved in water, gets very sticky and needs a big shifshuf. So it really depends on the case. Anytime you have an iser that's like sticky, you'll have to do a shifshuf. If it's really sticky, you'll have to do a very good shifshuf in order to get it off, or you can just cut off a thin layer. That's why if you buy a cut watermelon in a Goyish store, and the store sells meats, so if it's possible that they use the same knife, and there's shemnunis on the knife, therefore you'd have to cut off a slice of the watermelon, since you can't do shifshuf on the watermelon, you cut off a thin slice of the cut of the watermelon in order to be sure that there's no iser stuck to the watermelon. But if, of course, if you know that you use a separate knife just for the watermelon, then this is not necessary. That's Sif Aleph. Now let's see Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, Kol midi deboi hadocha kogoin lahaniach basar heter tzoinin v'ka'ayru shal isur tzoinin. If you put meat on a plate that isur tzoinin was put on, so now you have to wash off this meat. So there could be two possibilities. Either if this plate is not washed after using it for Isser. So now it is, since the plate is dirty, it will go onto the meat, and therefore you'll have to wash the meat. Another way to learn over here is according to the Chavos Das. The Chavos Das says that the din is in Siman Kuf Chaf Aleph that a keli of a goy, it's not enough to just wash it off. If you want to buy a keli of a goy that he only used for cold, you have to wash it off and do a shifshuf on the kli, because any kli that's used a number of times will have food stuck on it, and even after washing, to scrub off the dirt. Washing alone is not enough. So if this kli is used, even if it was washed, but it wasn't scrubbed off, so there's still some dirt remains of Isser, and this might get stuck to the meat, and therefore I'd have to wash off the meat. So Mechaber says that to put meat into this kli is asur lechatchila dilma ochal b'lei hadocha, because perhaps you'll eat it without washing it. V'dafka mevushel d'lav ochre b'adocha, the only time it's asur to put it in the kli is something that was cooked already, that after it's cooked you don't wash it off again. Avol midi d'ochre b'adocha k'gun b'sar chai, but to put raw meat, which you wash it off, in order to salt it, you have to wash it off, to something which will get washed, I can put it into this kli lechatchila because I know that I'll wash it and I won't have to be afraid I'll forget, since I have to wash it anyway to salt it. So let's see the Taz of Katan Aleph. The Taz says, Kol midi deboi hadocha b'tor kosav b'zeh shma mino kol midi. The Tor, quoting the Bala Yitr, says that from the Gemara we see that we can learn this din that you have to wash off the kli, that you can't put it into the kli because you have to wash it. Yesh lahakshis. So the Taz asks, what is he saying that you learned this out of the din of meat and cheese? It's the same thing. We see in the Mishnah they can't touch because I'm afraid that since they need to be washed, and I'm afraid that I won't wash them. So what does it mean we learn from the Mishnah? That is the din of the Mishnah. The Havamina is that the din of the Mishnah is only by meat and cheese itself. But by a utensil, you don't have to be careful. So the chiddush over here is that even by a kli, you have to be careful and you can't put it into the kli. So according to the way the Chavos Das learns, this comes out very good. Because if you say that the kli was really dirty and was never washed, so what should be the difference? If you put it into a dirty kli, you will touch the meat itself. That's what the Chavos Das says, that this din is that it was washed, but there's still some dirt left, and this little dirt, well, we might think we don't have to be worried about. So comes the Torah and tells us that even by kli, if you didn't scrub it well, even if it was washed, you still should not put it inside the kli, because it has to be washed afterwards, and we might forget to wash it. Abaye says that you need to wash it. So we learn out that anything that needs to be washed, we should not put in lechatchila. And since a kli that was used for Isser, you have to wash it off afterwards if shifshuf wasn't done, if it wasn't scrubbed. So therefore, we should not do lechatchila, we should not put it into lechatchila, because we might forget to wash it off. So the task continues, v'yesh lahakshis oid, hakosav beis yosef b'simen beis, debachol mokam debedieved mutu, lechashinen mitchila. That Pais Yosef does in Siman Beis, that any time that something's mutar b'di'eved, we don't have to worry lechatchila that I'll forget to do this thing. Lechashinan mitchila shem yishkach. We don't say that I shouldn't do it, maybe I'll forget to do it. The case is over there that you have to check a knife, do shchita, but b'di'eved, if you didn't check the knife, the meat is kosher. So therefore, the halach is over there that you don't have to check the knife before shchita, you can even check it after shchita, and we're not afraid that you'll forget. Because even if you do forget, it's still mutar b'di'eved. And this is found in many places. Like we'll see later in Sif Dalad. So in our case as well, why are we worried that you'll forget? Why are we afraid that you'll eat it without washing it? That you might forget to wash it. Because even if you do eat it without washing it, there's no isser. Taz here has a chiddush that this whole din of washing off the meat is only lechatchila. But with the eved, we're not afraid that some of the cheese went on the meat, or some of the dirt of the kli went on the meat. How does he know this? That afilu b'makom shetzarach klipa yesh deyas b'simen zeh yeshoi b'di eved b'lei klipa. Because we'll see later in Sif Dalad that, according to some Rishonim, if hot food falls into cold, lechatchila you have to take off a klipa from that had food, but there are those Rishonim that hold that if this food that falls in gets dissolved and I can no longer take off a klipa, so it's mutter b'dieved, and I don't need 60 against the klipa. So we see that this whole din of klipa is only a din lechatchila, but b'dieved it's mutter. So if a din of klipa is only asur lechatchila, so over here too, which is even less, it's just touching, it's not even hot at all, so certainly the din is only lechatchila, but b'dieved if I ate it, without washing, I'm not even an isur. So therefore over here, since it's only an isur of lechatchila, why are we worried that you might forget to wash it, since the whole din of washing is only lechatchila? The Yeshlema said, the Taz answers, the b'chol makan the ain iser borer lefanenu, el esofik im yesh kan iser v'tzorach drisha achaze, any place that the whole iser is only a suffik, like in the case of a knife, before shkita it's only a suffik if there's a nick in the knife which will pass on the shkita, v'tzorach drisha achaze, v'ze amrinan kivan de evid shali mutalis mechlechatchila ala drisha shiyasa achaze. So then we can say that since b'di'eved, if you didn't check the knife, the shkita is still kosher. So lechatchila, we can say that I'll check the knife after the shkita. Masha'en ken kan sheyish isur borer. However, since over here the isur is clear, that the kli has some dirt on it, el sheyish takonah b'hadocha, but I could do hadocha, I could wash it afterwards, but zeh leisam kenen al hadocha she'achakach. D'shem yishkach. Since over here we clearly see isur, so we do not rely that I'll wash it afterwards, because I might forget. It's only where the whole issue is a suffix, then we're not worried afterwards that I'll forget. But over here, that is clearly issue, there's clear issue in the kli, so then we're afraid that you'll forget, and therefore lechatchila I should not put it in the kli. So let's see now Taz Beis. Also lechatchila, kotzev v'shal perikol abosar, semen mem dalad, ulefi ze lo yofa oisen aholche drachim sha'oichon herings, meluchim al kli hagoyim. According to this, you want to wash your food that was put in the kli, into an iser kli. Those that eat salted herring off a non-Jew's kli is not doing correct. Since you'd have to wash off the herring after you put it into the non-Jew's kli. But koshken shel yofa oisim oisim hakoinim minei kishuim maluchim. And certainly, it's not right what people do that they buy salted kishuim shekoyin ogikus pickles. In main malach, in brine, for oichlim b'ta'ira shelahem, and they eat it in the non-Jews' kli, shavei afilu ha-kishuim tzuricha madocha. Even the pickles need to be washed in husam b'ta'ira shelahem, if they're put into the non-Jews' kli. V'im ken ha-mein malach d'leshech b'hadocha, and therefore the brine, which you cannot wash, nesvakula, becomes completely aser. Adkan ha-shoinai. So, therefore, they're not doing right, since the pickles need to be washed, and the mein malach, the brine, which you cannot wash, becomes aser. So the Achronim ask on this, why does the brine become aser? Since there's only a little bit of aser, it should be bottle. So the Pesach Tshuva brings from the Chavis Das, who answers that the Taz over here means that if it's done b'mezid, then it's aser, because someone who is mavatal and iser b'mezid, even though there's a bittle, it becomes aser for the one who did it, or for the one who it was done for. We'll learn more about this in Siman Tzedek Tes, the iser of being mavatal iser lechatchila. So here, if it was done by Mesir, it's Asr. But he says, if it was done by Shegig, then it's Mutter, because there's only a little bit of Isr on the pickles, and therefore it would be Mutter. So the Taz concludes, Ubeteris Chatat Klal Yud Zayin, Kosev Shasat Chak, Gogon Shenis Achsen, Bebeis Hagoi, Kedi Evedomi, Akan Lashonei. And by Shasat Chak, that you're in the house of a Goy, and you have no kosher kli to use, it's like a case of Bedi Eved. And therefore, over there in the Torah's classes, like we'll see later, in one of the Terutim, he relies on washing. So if the kli was washed, you can use it. So certainly, according to the Chavis Das, if the kli was washed and scrubbed, you can use it for cold. And what seems from the Torah's classes is, even if it wasn't scrubbed well, if it's washed, you can use it b'di'eved, since it's only a little bit of iser. And this is what some people rely on. If you go to someone's house, people have parents that are not from, and they go to their house, and they want to eat something kosher that's cold, on the kli, there's what to rely on to use the kli. There's also another problem that the kalim were not tabled. That's an issue we're not going to go into right now. And of course, it's best if you can use paper plates, use paper plates, but if you can't, and I can't get around it, there is what to rely on. Sender Ramah says, "Dafka dovah sheyesh boi lachluchis ksas," and this is only if the thing that you're putting into the kli has moisture. Aval dabei yobish mamish for something that's completely dry im lebola hakli makbet zaynein, and the kli was only used, only absorbed something through cold. The Shach explains that this means absorbed through pickling or salting. Mutar lahaniach by dabei yobish. B'lei hadacha klal. You could put something dry in without washing it at all. Some say that this is Kuf Chaf Aleph Sef Hei that speaks about using a kli that was used for Isser. According to the simple reading of the Rama, you can only put in the kli something dry if the kli was only absorbed through cold. Let's see the Taz. The Taz says, V'davka b'dobah sheyesh v'lach luchas, V'zehichich v'dakri moshe midin kli shen mishtamshin boi chametz v'tzoynin, d'mutu l'shtamsh boi matzah. The Isa Baruchayim Simen Tofnan Aleph. The din in Simen Tofnan Aleph is that I can put matzah in a kli that was used for cold chametz. So you see, the matzah is dry and the kli was used for cold. So he learns that from there that I can put something dry into a kli that was used for Isser if it was only used for cold. Right, Kosef Sham, over Toys Chatas Klal Yud Zayin. The Dakamashi writes over there as well as in Toys Chatas. Amashi Kosef Kan Hator. The midi de lav urche ba'docha also b'tzaynein, and on this that the Torah says that something that you don't usually wash, you cannot put cold, b'kayvah shel iser, into a plate used for iser, the koshal zem im mashukosav ha'uchas chayim, the kelim shel goyim shulut chur yofed, the mutu litun l'secher tavlin b'yobish, that the Torah Chatzis asks from the uchas chayim that said that it could put spices into a kli that was washed well, but tavlin ain't dechol adiach. Spices you don't wash afterwards. So how could you put them in the kli? The Torah says you can only put into the kli something that you could wash afterwards. The Torah tells them, "Zeli shoynei ach yesh lechalek the kli isur shemishtamshim boi bechamin asur lishtamish by heter tzaynein." The Torah wants to differentiate between if the kli was used previously for hot, then you can't put in cold. Kamesh kosav yodei v'simen kuf chaf aleph. Like it says in Yodei kuf chaf aleph. Omnam im nishtamish by iser tzoynein, mutar lishtamish by heter tzoynein. Chatchila, but if the kli was used for cold, then I could put in heter cold. Lechen heter from Rashba, lemloach boser b'kli shel yain nesach. Therefore, the Rashba permitted someone to salt meat in a kli of yain nesach, since it only was boleah through kovush. Lechen metzina b'kli chometz, shel mutar lishtamish by matzah, kede iser b'orachayim simen tofna aleph. This we also see that you can use matzah in a kli of chometz, like we saw before. That's one teretz. Another text, the Toschata says, Inami yish lechalot benim lochatz hakli tchila heitev aylar v'ochsu. Can differentiate if it was washed well or not washed well. Then v'ochsu tchila heitev shoi. If it was washed well, you can use it. Meaning it was washed and scrubbed. Kamash kosav yordesim kuchov beis. U'makom makam lechatchila niwili lehachmer u'bezyevid muter ad kalashoyne. Lechatchila, once you be machmer not to use the kli, but bezyevid it's muter. Or in a case, we have no other choice, like we saw before. So we see two terutzim of the Teres Chatas. Either he differentiates between if the kli was used for cold or used for hot, or if the kli was washed well. Zehine mashakotze v'inama yesh lachalek. This second teretz, the Taz says, nirelishu eina meduktuk, is not exact, that he wants to say that the Torah is talking about, that our case is talking about where it wasn't washed well. The vadigamator ma'irikan shakli noki. Because you have to say that the Torah is also talking over here where the kli was clean. The lechosh el iser belua. The ilu einenaki ma iser vade b'chol gam neyesh laser. Because if the kli was not clean, in any case you should aser. Even if it's, I'm going to wash it off afterwards. So the achronim don't understand this taz. Firstly, if we're talking about where it's washed well, what's the iser? If it's washed well and it's cold, it doesn't take out of a kli. If the only problem is what's balua in the kli, what's absorbed in the kli, it won't come out through cold. And the second question is that even if the kli is dirty, but if I wash it off, what's put in it afterwards, why should there be a problem? So the Prima Gonim leaves this piece as a question. Then the Taz continues, "V'achilek shekosav tchila ben ishtamish boi tchila b'tzeinen oi b'chamin hu nochein." This first teretz of the Teres Chatas that differentiates between if the kli was used for cold or for hot is correct, or bor and clear, like it brings proof from many places. And over here, when the Torah says I cannot use it, they're talking about where the kli was used for hot. It was a kli of Isser, and it was used through hot For example, through pouring hot from a kli rishon. From a kli on the fire, it's poured onto this kli, so then now it's a kli that's used for hot, and therefore I cannot use it unless I'm going to wash it off afterwards. So just to explain, since we're only talking about using it for cold, the difference between if it was absorbed through hot or absorbed through cold is that if it was used for hot, the issur gets stuck to the surface more. And therefore, even though the bleus won't come out, but there's more dirt on the surface of the kli, and therefore you cannot use it. Like we know, it's much harder to clean out a pot that was used on the fire than to clean out a bowl or something used for cold. Therefore, the kli will be dirtier, and therefore you cannot use it even for cold. But if it was only used for cold, I could use it afterwards for cold. So then the Tanya says, "V'nispire mikol zeh, the kli shesh nishtamesh boy isur tzainen." We see from here that a kli that was only used for cold isur mutar laniach bo beyovish cham can be used for hot dry. Now, but here we have to say when he says that it was used for cold isur means that it was used for something that it never absorbed any isur in the kli. Because the only way you can use something for hot, even if it's dry, is if there's no bleus in the kli. Because if there are some tastes absorbed in the kli, the hot will remove it from the kli. So therefore, the Chavos Das says that over here it means that there was never any bleus in the kli. Over there in kli chametz, that's the case, that there was never any chametz absorbed in the kli. It was never left for 24 hours. It was only used for cold chametz less than 24 hours. Because over there the halacha is that I can put in hot matzah. Therefore, it's a kav chomer, I can use cold, wet. Because hot dry is worse than cold wet, and if hot dry is mutter, cold wet is also mutter. The salt. And a kli that was used for yayin nesach is lach, and you see it's still mutter. V'agos zois mashma, and from the Ramah, it's a mashma da'af b'yovesh b'inash yetash mishah t'chilo b'tzainin, that even for dry, it's only mutter if it was used originally for cold, v'oz mutter b'tzainin dafka, and then you can only put in dry cold. V'tamua ma'oid, the kafar nizbayu she'enikain. And we see that it's not like that, that even wet tzainin you can put in the kli. Barman dain, Lashon Hagazda is Tamua. Shekasev Mutul Aniach Boy Dovi Yovesh. Hu Lashon Miyuter. The extra Dovi Yovesh, the second Dovi Yovesh is extra. The Ramah says, Aval Dovi Yovesh Mamish, Imli Bola Hakli, Rak Batzoinin. For something dry, and the Kli was only used for cold, Mutul Aniach Boy Dovi Yovesh. You let it put in Dovi Yovesh. He already says that he's talking about something dry. So why does he say again that you can put in something dry? Why does he repeat himself? Therefore, the Taz says that the printer's error in the Ramah. It's a chlemer. I will dover yobish mamish. Oy im loy bola hakli rak b'tzainin. For something dry, or if the kli was only used for cold, mutul anich boy dover lach b'loy hadocha. You can put in something wet without hadocha. Ubiu dvorav. The koya al mashikosav hashulchan aruch b'ka'irish al iser tzainin to put in. Tools of plate used for iser cold, v'hainu shenishtamish ba bechamin, k'moshe zechanu le'el, and was used for hot, v'al zeh oimar, to be dovi yovesh, mutar lashtamish ba b'loi hadocha, that's for something dry, you can use it even without hadocha, even if the pot was used originally for hot, and we'll have to say that over here dry means only cold, not hot, like I said before, because over here we're talking about where the klidu was b'leah, v'hainim lo yishtamshu boi iser t'chila rak b'tzainin, or if the pot was only used for cold, was b'leah through cold, mutar achakach b'leah hadocha afilu b'dovah lach, then I could put it in something cold, even if it's wet. That's how it seems to the Taz. Alavush ulezecha gamken makiyobish l'chod disagi b'seh. The Rush also only mentioned dry, but the way the Taz is learning is that if the kli was b'leah hot, then I can put in something dry cold, and if it was by Leia, cold, then I can use it for wet, cold. And from before in the Taz, we see that if it was not by Leia at all, then I can even put in something hot that's dry. That's the sheet of the Taz. Okay, so now, Shach Gemel is quite a lengthy Shach, and too long to go inside together and explain every proof. Try to go through it yourself with the shir, which explains the proofs and the shach's questions, and understand whatever you could. Let's just see together the end of the shach, the shach's opinion. We're starting with it says, Aval be'emes nirali, about two-thirds through the shach, by the aleph of the Nekudas HaKesef. The shach says, Aval be'emes nirali, demashakosav ha'ochas chayim kelim shel goy, shehut chu yofe. This that the Ochas Chaim writes, that you could put spices into a kli of a goy, that if it was washed well, hainu diyadinon shehut chu yofe. This is if you know that it was washed well. Kegoin shehedicham Yisrael achshav. For example, if the Yisrael wiped it now, he himself cleaned it, so you know it was cleaned well. Ve'en ratzoin eloimar dedafke hadocha be'inon. And when the Ochas Chaim says it was washed well, he doesn't mean that it has to be specifically washed. The ha ha'Ochas Chaim kosev kain b'shem ha'ra'ah. The Ochas Chaim writes it in the name of the ra'ah. V'ha'ra'ah sabalei b'sefer berek ha'bayis. The Ra'ah writes in Berek HaBayis, which is found in the side of the Torah HaBayis, Shakinuach yofahu b'chom mokim ka'adocha, that wiping is as good as washing. So, when the Ochas Chaim says washing, it means even wiping. Wiping off the kli is enough. U'bal ha'itu mayri b'lekinuach, when the Bala Itu says that you have to wash off whatever was put in the kli, it's talking about where it was not wiped. Vaday im kinach hakli be'inan she'en sham shamnunis klal, because certainly if I wiped off the kli and there's no fatty substance left, ein svar klal hasrichin hadocha, there's no reason why you should have to wash it. The holy naga be iser, since there's no iser for the thing put into the kli to touch. Or masha bola ein a maflit betzainin, and whatever's absorbed in the kli won't come out through cold. Or mashal perikol abosa seitzim and samach kosav. The Mashal says that according to the Rajba that says that wiping is enough, the Mashal says that the Torah argues in the name of the Bala Iter that you need to wash it. That's the Mashal. But the Milis, the Shach asks on the Mashal, the Rajba quotes on the Bala Iter. So we see that even though the Bala Iter says it has to be washed, the Rashi himself says that wiping is enough, because wiping is the same as washing. V'oid, sh'harei ha'tor gufe b'simen samachtes hevi dasa Rashba, then the Tor, who quotes the Bala Iter over here, brings the Rashba in simen samachtes. You see that also the Tor holds that they're both the same. Elevadik kedipi Rashdi. So we see, like I explained, that wiping and washing is the same. So what the Shach is saying is that the Ochas Chaim is talking about a case where it was washed or even wiped, and therefore you can put in spices that are dry. And an our din, where it says that you have to wash it, is talking about a case where the kli was not washed or wiped. But if it was washed or wiped, you can put any cold inside it, even cold lach. Not like the Ramah, who says, according to the girsa that we have, that only dry you could put in. So the Shach says, "Ubahachin nicha mashakosav ator v'machaber l'kamon simen tzadik dalet sif gimel." So this that we're saying that you can put them even cold wet, we see from later on in simen tzadik dalet. The kadeirish in his bashel b'basa b'cholav, a pot that had basa b'cholav cooked in it, mutu losses b'peiros oitzainin. You can put in either fruit or something cold. The mashma pilutzain alach, and there it doesn't differentiate. So we see even something that's cold wet, you can put into the kli. Obviously, over there he's talking about where it was wiped or washed. But once it was wiped or washed, you could put it in even cold wet. V'chein kosav beis Yosef sham. That's also how the beis Yosef says over there. Or mashma filu dovish ein dak ladiach. You can put in even something that you're not going to wash afterwards. Do me the peiros. Just like fruit, you don't wash it after you put it into the bowl. Ela dehasam mayri shemekancha heitiv betchilo. Over there, like we said, it's talking about where it was wiped well, and then I could put in something cold, even if it's cold wet. So according to the Shach, it's coming out that if the kli was clean, you can put in even cold wet. However, then he says, "Umashikasev ha'toises v'hamorachai perak ein hamidim, the dovalach aser l'shtamish b'hem." Over there, in Sechsevei Zora, which is the makor for the din in Siman Tzedek Daled, that I could put into a kli that was used for basa b'cholav, I could put in cold wet. Over there, Toises and the Mordechai say that only dry but you cannot put in something wet. So we see that what you cannot put in. So the Shach says, Efshir, there might be loy kenuach. Over there could be that the Tosfos is talking about where it was not cleaned. Inami behu wikir, another teretz, and this is the main teretz, the Sovalei de klicheres shani. Over there he's talking about klicheres. Of Yain Esach, over there the kelim of klicheres. So klicheres is different. The Gam HaRashba moida be klicheres, because even the Rashba agrees by klicheres that you can't put in something wet. You can avoid shom. V'ator v'machaba ozlu v'tamayu, the Torah and the Mechaba that don't differentiate, go according to what they hold. The Sovalei, Borachayim Shom, and Orachayim and Achos Pesach, the Fidel B'Klicheres, Mutter L'Shtamash Behen B'Tzoinin. That even in a Klicheres, I could put something cold in. K'onir Eli, L'Hashvitz HaPoiskim Yachad. This is what seems to me to explain all the Poiskim together. So coming out from the Shach, that in a regular Kli, not a Klicheres, I could put in something even called wet, and a Klicheres, there is Tosfos and the Mordechai, and the Rashba that hold the klicheres you cannot use for wet. But according to the Mechaber, you could use something wet. What's the halacha by klicheres? So the Primogodim in Tzitzidas paskens that a klicheres you should not use even for cold. He learns that the reason you cannot use a klicheres is because since Hagava does not help to kashrut a klicheres, so if I let you use it for cold, and I'm going to keep it around in this state, since I cannot kasher the kli, it's going to remain in the state that it's in, so eventually I'll forget and I'm going to use it even for hot. So therefore you should not use the klicheres even for cold. That's according to the Primogodim. However, the Chavetz Das says that it seems from the Shach in Simen Samach Tes, in Hilchos Melicha, Sifkot and Samach Vav, that he paskins that you can use even a klicheres for cold, like the Mechaber, not like the other Rishonim. And he also argues on the Primogodim that the reason you cannot use a klicheres is not because we're afraid that you come to use it. Because we see in Siman Kuf Chof Aleph that this gzera of not using something that you can't kasher, or something strafe that could be kashered, is only to use it on a steady basis. But to use it derech arai, once in a while, you could use, and there's no gzera. So what's the reason over here that you should not use a klicheres? The reason is that, like it's put in the Rashba, the Rashba says that a klicheres, since it absorbs a lot, even by something cold, some of the bleas will go out of the kli, and therefore you'll have to wash off whatever is put inside. It won't get absorbed into the food put inside, but a little bit will come out of the kli and get stuck onto the food. But the Maisa, he says, like we said, that he passes like he infers from the Shach, that even a klicheres is mutter to use for cold. So as you said before, that someone who's in a tough situation, and for example, someone goes to his relatives that are not frum, and he served on a plate something that he knows for sure is kosher. Just as a side point, you cannot trust someone who's not frum to tell you it's kosher. This is one of Rav Hanan's famous stories. Mr. Shem, those who get a chance to meet him, will tell you the story of how a non-frum person bought for a frum father not kosher meat, which is one of the reasons he got into the Esav Heter. But that's for Rav Hanan to tell over. But in any case, you cannot trust them, but if you see the package, and if they put it on a plate, even if the plate was not tovled, there's only an issue to use a not tovled kli. But if it was already put on and you didn't use it, you're not the person to put it on the kli, then, according to everyone, it does not answer the food. The only discussion would be, which we cannot get into now, is for you to put something on the kli. But let's say you were served on a plate, something cold, certainly kosher. So if the plate was not a klicheres, so you can eat off the plate. But if it's a klicheres, so then we have a machlekes between the Primogodim and the Chavetz Das. So depending, a lot of kelim today are machlekes, what it is, so it could be you can make a combination. So I'm not going to pasca now, every case is different, but if someone knows he's going to get into such a situation, he should ask first. And there could be reason to rely that even a klicheres is mutter, especially if it's a suffer klicheres. For example, korel, there are places that say that it's glass, even though, according to our research of korel, it's not all glass, there's a core which could be klicheres. Other kelim, each one has its own den, we can't go into every pot. But just to know that there is a chavasas to rely on to use even a klicheres, and of course, like we said before, one should ask before to serve on paper. This is how we used to do a few years ago when we used to go out for Lev Lachim to learn with people that were not from. So they really knew that when we used to come over, they'd serve us drinks with proper hefsher and plastic cups. So certainly that's the ideal. But in a tough situation, as we said, there's certainly what to rely on, but every case should be asked, and we're not going to paskin for any specific case. You want to just know the machlekes in, and then you can use it in combination of other issues to possibly matter the case. Now, let's just finish the shach. Umash ha-kosov ha-ochos chayim, she'ein ha-moitze dover kosher yovish bi-yovish. This that the Ochos Chaim says that a dover chorif will not take out if it's dry. Ha'inu la'afuki tablin, v'sha'a d'varm ha-charifim lachim. He's coming to exclude wet dover chorif. Because if it's a dover chorif, it's a wet dover chorif, then it cannot be used. V'ayin la'elsim in kuf chof alef, sivkot yud. That's also how he says in Simon kuf chof alef that a wet dover chorif cannot be used on the kelim. And even if it's wet, if it's not a dover chorif, it's mutter to use. That's of course all only in an occasional case, for example, like the case we've mentioned. But to use a dover keva, afilu tzainin aser, even kol is aser. The gzeira you might use it with hat, like we mentioned before. So, according to the Shach, it's coming out, you can use an other kelim, you could use them for even a wet cold. A klicheres is a machlekes, what's maskana. The Chavzah says that from the Shach and Hilchas Malicha, it sounds like he's meiko. And by a dover chorif, if it's dry, you could use it, if it's wet, you can't use it.